When people picture a killer, they usually imagine someone obvious, someone unstable, someone violent, someone you'd know to avoid. But the women in these five cases didn't look like monsters. Some looked grieving, some looked harmless, and some looked like victims themselves. And that's exactly why they almost got away with it. But every lie has a weak spot. And in these cases, that weak spot eventually cracked wide open.
You never forget your first crush. The butterflies you feel, the twist of emotions, and add to that the young age and hormones, and it's all so surreal and new and fascinating. It's an experience as well as a lesson for a lot of people out there. But what if your first love becomes a very dark and deadly experience? 22-year-old Joshua Hilberling met 18-year-old Amber Fields, and within months, they settled into their newly married life. They were each other's first real love. Everything was perfect, romantic, and everything they hoped it would be. Things seemed fine on the surface until they weren't. When Joshua's body was found on the ground outside the apartment that he shared with his pregnant wife, Amber, everyone was horrified. But this is a case where nothing is as it seems. The tragic and very harrowing case of Joshua Hilberling is a clear example that everything, even love, has exceptions. Joshua Blaine Hilberling was born on May 30th, 1988, to parents Patrick and Jean Hilberling in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Joshua had five more siblings, three brothers, Zach, Scott, and David, and two sisters, Carrie and Nikki. The Hilberling family was very large, but also very close. Joshua, growing up, was defined as a very athletic and sporty kid. He loved the outdoors and was always on the move. He attended Victory Christian High School in Tulsa, where he played football. And he graduated from high school in 2007, and right after that, he enlisted in the Air Force. It's safe to say Joshua wasted no time getting himself into gear and was ready to dedicate himself to a very noble cause. And at a height of 6'5" and weighing 220 pounds, Joshua was a force to be reckoned with when he finally got accepted into the Air Force. Even though Joshua was built like a tank, Joshua was a very kind and gentle person. He was a family-oriented guy through and through, and he loved kids. According to everyone who knew him, Joshua's smile was one of his best features. Even from pictures, you can see that the happiness in his smile comes from a very genuine place. It was this exact smile that likely attracted 18-year-old Amber Fields. Amber was a touch younger than Joshua, but she was a very confident and independent person. She did incredibly well growing up and played soccer and volleyball in school, but somehow still managed to find time to compete in track and dance as well. But she managed to keep all this up and still get incredible grades, which is beyond me, but it's safe to say Amber wasn't your typical teenager. Sadly, Amber's parents went their separate ways early on in her life, and her mom went on and married a man named Brian Whitlock in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who was a doctor. Amber had just graduated from high school in 2010 when she crossed paths with Joshua at a Halloween party. Even though they didn't immediately click right away, they kept in touch, and a few weeks later, they went on their first date. According to Amber, she and Joshua completed each other, and both had traits in them that the other person didn't have. So together, they were the whole package. According to Amber, Joshua was, quote, the love of her life. This is why, after just a few short months of dating, the two decided to get married. I mean, after all, if you know, you know, so why wait? But Joshua was in the Air Force, so the two had to move frequently. So right after their marriage, Amber and Joshua moved to Fairbanks, Alaska. And this is where they got struck with some delightfully unexpected news. Amber was pregnant, and the couple was over the moon about it. Everything was moving very fast, though, from dating to marriage and now a baby on the way all within a year. But both Joshua and Amber were more than excited to start this new chapter of their lives. Following Amber's pregnancy announcement, the couple decided to move back to Tulsa, where they were living at University Club Towers apartments on the 25th floor. The couple settled down, hoping for an uneventful pregnancy, but little did they know that their newly beloved home was about to become a crime scene. June 7th of 2011 was the fateful day when everything came crashing down, and quite literally. In the afternoon, 911 operators received a disturbing call. A man stated that he heard the sound of glass breaking.